You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
102.9 The Wolf. 24 in a row every morning right here with the Wolf Wake Up Crew. Speaking of John Deere. Has there been a cuter story all summer long?
Not that I can think of, with the, you know, aside from Shaletta's son Daniel going viral for singing Old Town Road. We can't believe that there is another viral story about another little boy in Minnesota that's going viral right now.
Take us through, Mandy, what happened in Rush City at the Chisago County Fair. I think this happened on Friday night, did it not?
Yeah, so picture this. You're out in the garage setting up for a garage sale, and your little boy is playing with his little John Deere tractor, and you can hear the humming of the engine, right? But then all of a sudden, that sound goes away.
Scary.
And then panic sets in, and you're like, I don't hear the tractor anymore. Where is it? And you turn around, and your little boy or your little girl is now missing. This happened to actually a good friend of the show. We actually talked to him Friday morning, Chris.
And now we've got him back on this morning. We had no idea what was going to happen to his family when we talked to him Friday morning. He was just doing, I think, the 7:30 Friday morning super toot with
us.
Right?
Yes,
Chris is joining us now. Chris, how crazy has it been the last couple of days?
It's been absolutely crazy between all the news channels, all the people on Facebook, everybody calling saying, oh, hey, that's the kid. And then Saturday we had the county fair parade going on that I was part of. And we actually strapped his tractor into my semi-truck. And everybody's like, there's the tractor on the news.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
there's
the kid from the news.
Can you actually walk us through the moment that you guys realized that Kenny was missing and then walk us through what happened next?
So we're setting up for a garage sale Friday morning because my in-laws are coming up to watch it because we were supposed to be out of town, but we end up not going. So we're setting up. He's in the front yard playing with us. We're in the garage. I can hear the tractor going because it's a little battery power. You hear it. And all of a sudden I told my wife, I said, I don't hear it. Where's he at? We turn around, look, and he's gone. The trailer's in the middle of the yard. The tractor's not there. I run down the alley towards the fair. Didn't see him. Come running back to the house. Grabbed my keys. Grabbed my phone. My wife went to the neighbor's house. Grabbed the neighbors. I took off. Called 911. Said my son's missing. And they said, we got him up here at the fair. And the cops already had him. The neighbor kid was up there with him. And a couple politicians were up there with him. It was maybe 3 to 5 minutes from the time I left my house. From the we noticed he was gone to when we got him back. It was
gosh.
3 to 5 minutes.
Chris, can you describe the panic that set in with you and Lynn, the panic inside when you are so frantically searching for Kenny?
Well, it just set us in because you got the fair going on. You got all these strangers. You got all these unknown people. A lot of traffic going through town. It's just like, where'd you go? What happened? And it just scared both of us to death because he's well known because my wife stays home all day with him. And we have a lot of people come by. They see him out in the yard with my wife playing in the yard.
Chris, you said when you found him, you popped the hood and pulled out his battery and said he's grounded. Did you seriously ground him? Is he okay? How's he feeling about the whole thing?
Well, when I did that, he got off the tractor and kind of cried, gave me a hug, and I'm like, still grounded, buddy. We've had so many people talking about it, and then the carnies wanted to talk to him and meet him and give him some VIP and pass rides. And so I gave him permission to ride the tractor Saturday to the fair so the people can meet him. And he got to ride a few rides for free from the carnies. But after that, he's limited down to a pedal tricycle right now.
Well, I'm so happy that people have been really supportive, right? Because there's always that one negative Nancy or that Karen or that Brenda who's going to be like, you know, really criticizing your parenting style. And where were the parents at? And why wasn't somebody watching the kid? So I'm really happy that this turned out to be a really positive experience instead of one of those like, oh, geez.
Why weren't you watching? Their parents are probably on Facebook, not watching the kids. It's like, he's 2 years old.
Yeah.
You turn your back, they're gone.
Yep, absolutely.
And we were 2 years at one point in time. I guarantee we all left at one point.
The difference is, Chris, when you were 2 years old, you took daddy's real tractor for a joyride, right?
I was on a farm. If I was told and did something like that, I wouldn't be sitting down for a while.
See, my parents would just leave the gate open and say, go ahead, there's town. It's all yours.
Mom, Dad, be like, there's a street light. As soon as they come on, you get back home.
Well, listen, we're glad everybody's safe. I know you've gotten a lot of attention. So how long is the tractor grounding, Chris, to get going to get it back by the end of the week, or is it a summer-long deal?
No, you'll have it back by the end of the week. It's just, he's 2 years old, so he doesn't quite understand punishment, but for our comfort and for him to start understanding, we're going to start out with a week, and we'll go from there. But like I said, right now, he's down to a pedal tricycle.
Awesome. Well, either way, you still have your hands really full.
Oh, it's been interesting.
All right, Chris, give our best to Lynn, to Mom, and to Kenny. Thanks for joining us today, and we're glad everybody's safe and happy and having fun with this.
All right, y'all have a great week.
See you, buddy.
All right, All right, that's Chris. Big fan of the show, big fan of the Wolf. And coming up next, Mandy.
You know who I want to see go viral next is my Grandma Grace. She's going to join us to share the list of the top things said by aliens when they land at Area 51. That's coming up in 6 minutes on 102.9 The Wolf.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.